Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, doTERRA style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's good to be back to be just you and I, Ange. No interviews today.
Just you and I.
Okay.
Why
awesome.
Do you always laugh when I do?
I didn't expect that song to happen at that moment. Awesome. Yes thank
it's
you
just
for
us.
Do you want to serenade
just
our
the two of us?
There you go. Come on.
We can podcast if we try. Just
your face.
I love it. I don't think our listeners hear your beautiful voice enough. I got to be honest.
I know they don't.
You need
I don't
to
sing
more.
A whole lot.
You know, if only that you could, like, imagine what life would be like if I said to you, hey, Angela, the only way you're going to be able to get people in our network marketing business is if you sing to them while you're doing the presentation. How would you feel about that? Would you be excited about that?
I do sing when I present. I entertain, so...
Even when you're just doing
sometimes
a one-on-one...
Sometimes there's a little... song. Oh, probably not during a one-on-one.
That's what I mean. You have to serenade them when you enroll them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be down with that?
I would do it. If I had to do it, I would do it.
Okay. Well,
I bring the entertainment.
So, awesome. Welcome back to everybody. We took a little break from doing the podcast, you and I, and we did a ton of interviews.
Yes.
To just bring a little, something, a little new flavor to the podcast.
And don't worry, we do have more interviews coming, which we have yet to actually do, but I have people that have agreed, and so those will be coming.
More coming up. So we're going to do a lot of really cool things here with the podcast. As always, thank you guys for those of you who joined the Facebook page.
Yeah.
We get quite a bit of people who jump on there. I hope you guys are loving that page.
I do. And then participate. Please participate because it's, you know, it was just a way for our community to connect with each other because you all listen in your own worlds, but having you all come together and communicate. And it's really funny because since Periscope came out, we have like a 50-50 in there. 50% didn't know we podcasted, even though podcasting was first. And then the other 50%, you know, they've come from the podcast. So
right on.
Yeah, it's a great little community. And, you know, it's as active as you want it to be. Again, everything I do when it comes to the business, whether it be my Facebook pages, our groups, our podcast, they are ways for me to immerse myself in my business type things. Otherwise, I would feel alone and lonely, left out, lost. So I find ways to actively participate in my business, even when I'm not actively recruiting or whatnot. Yeah. So
right on. That's cool. And I think a lot of people use the site, use our Facebook page for that.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope that people know that they're not alone in feeling like lost or kind of disconnected, or, you know, I know we have some in different countries who are on their own or whatever the reason. And the goal of these communities is to make you feel, or to bring that connection, to bring you connected into the fold, if you will. So it's not just for our specific company. We have a couple different companies represented in there. So it's a great place to align yourself with others who are doing the same thing you are and to feel connected.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes feel like, wow, it made me think that there's probably listeners out there who don't have friends that do what we do.
Yeah.
Who don't do this business and maybe even are kind of weirded out by it, you know, and to know that they've got a community of people that on the Facebook page that they can connect with, talk to, and on a regular basis.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's weirded out anymore about direct sales and network marketing because there's so many people involved in it.
Well, whatever. I mean, whatever thing that makes them act weird, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, I'm just, I don't have this problem myself. But I speculate, right. I guess, that probably there's some people who, like you said, feeling alone and wanting to have that group of community of people who are like them.
Yeah.
That's the one great thing about, like, convention, right?
Yes, it's true. yeah, you're right.
You know, but anyway, this, you know, I don't know that the majority of people that listen to us have that problem, but I think that it's great that we have that community specifically for that.
Yeah.
So absolutely. We hope everybody's using that. Right on. Okay, well, let's kind of get to the subject of today, because we want to... this is a pretty powerful one.
Yes.
This is something even has to do with something I've learned pretty recently a lot, and I've really enjoyed my lesson on this one. So, you know, I'll just lead into it.
What lesson you have learned?
Well, I'll lead into it, and then I'll let you go on this one, because this is a, you've got a lot to say on this subject.
I do.
Because I know that you love that part of me that is the all or nothing.
Oh, it's so amazing.
And now it's become almost like corny and cheesy for you to bring it up, to be honest. Like, oh my gosh, there it is. Angela using the all or nothing once again. The minute Eddie makes any kind of like for me, I just sometimes if something's done, let's kill it. It's done and let's move on. I don't like to let things linger. You know what I mean? If there's something that we're not doing anymore or I'm not doing anymore, I'm like, you know what? I'm not interested in that anymore. I'm just going to end it, wrap it up, boom, done, move on. That's the way I am. We're going to get into this, how that is actually kind of crazy. I get it, based on what we're going to be talking today. But, you know, for me, that was the thing that I know you love about my personality, is the all or nothing. I'm either going to go all in or I'm not going to do it at all. but, you know, maybe you can kind of give your perspective on what we're going to be talking here today. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have really have, well, yeah, I do have a perspective. But
you can tell a story if you like.
It came from a couple things altogether. It came from our break from the podcast. It came from a couple leaders who have been in and out and in and out. And it also came from a meme that I put up a while ago that I found and I loved it. And it says, if you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit. And...
Now everyone's going, oh, okay, now I know what you meant, Eddie.
When we were in the car coming home today from our little journey, you know, I got a couple messages from a leader, and I also, Eddie and I's conversation with the podcast made me think, this is a great one to talk about because, you know, we had been doing so many podcast interviews that I felt like I was overwhelmed with the podcast and I was a little burnt out with the podcast. And there have been a couple times before where I didn't want to record on Sunday nights because, I just had that feeling of just, ugh, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I want a break. But when Eddie's like, so you just don't want to record anymore? Cause you know, all or nothing guy, all or nothing man. I said, yeah, honey, I just want to give it up right now. I'm just going to cut it off. Let's just play reruns for the rest of our lives. And I know he stopped talking because he hates when I do that, but I don't love the all or nothing situation. I think, no, I needed a break, so I took a break. It's like, Ross, we were on a break, you know. I took a break because I believe that you can feel worn out. You can feel done. You can feel burnt out, but... what that means is just rest. That's it. It means take a break. But don't quit. Huh? So many people in life, not business, not our business, but in life, they feel like when they get worn out, when they get burnt out, when they get tired, when they get, you know, sore, they think, I should quit. I should not go back. I should not do this. I'm done. This is a sign. This is the universe telling me that my time here is done. And I say, no, it's not. It means step back, take a break. And so the good news about our podcast was that we had done so much work. We had these interviews lined up and they were ready to be put out. So what happened was we had done so much prep work that we were able to step away from the podcast and not stop posting podcasts. Now, I really want people to understand that because in network marketing, you're going to put in a lot of work up front. You're going to put in so much work. You're going to prep, you're going to plan, you're going to prepare, you're going to build, you're going to grow, and you're going to grow, and you're going to grow. And then when that burnout time comes, you've put the work in so that when you take a break or just step away for a second, for a week, for a month, right? When I had my kids. I was able to step away.
Yeah.
The business kept running because I put in the work. Now, for my people who are out there and they've been doing this for 6 months and they think, I can't step away. Well, duh. You haven't put in the work. You might think you've put in the work, but 6 months is not putting in the work. Okay. It's just not in this business. You are going to work, 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 play. And then as you go each month, it's going to be, you're going to take one work off of that so that it's going to lessen the work and add to the play. I don't remember how many works I said in one play, but then it's going to be one less work and one more play. And then it's going to be another less work and one more play. And so as long as you've done the prepping, the planning, the working, like we did with the podcast, mm-hmm. you can step away. You can take a break knowing that you will come back to it. Now, am I saying, Susie, you've been building your business for 3 years, so you now can step away for an entire year? Absolutely not. I am not saying that, because the second you, when you decide to step away from something, that something will stop growing. Because eventually we ran out of podcasts and we had to jump back on. I had to realize, okay, I'm not burned out anymore. I'm good. Let's do it. We had to jump back on and we had to start growing again. We had to start sharing again. Same with your business. If you walk away for too long, that business will crumble. No matter how strong your leaders are underneath you, it will crumble. Because without you, there is no focus. You know, unless you have a complete and total rock star who sees it and knows what to do and just is killing it. Can't walk away. You can't walk away. It cannot grow without you. And I dare anybody to challenge me on that one. Again, unless you have a complete and total rock star under you, you know, you cannot walk away. So my, you know, this is long drawn out, but think about breaks as just resting. Take a break. Like for me, with my new workout routine, I go Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. And then Saturday, Sunday, I rest. But I go back Monday morning. My rest is done. I go back and I work, 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 work. And then I take another break. So I really think that's important. I don't think enough people know that. They think burnout means quit. And it just doesn't. It means take a break and come back to it when you have taking a breath, gain some perspective and some relief, and you're fired up again.
Why do you think some people have a fear of taking a break? Actually, we didn't even talk about that. It was more like a fear of, well, it wasn't even a fear. You were talking about how some people want to just quit or do the work. There's no breaks. That's what you're talking about, right?
Right.
Okay, so do you think that there are, I should ask, do you think that people have a fear of taking a break?
I think that it's there. Yeah. Absolutely, I think that it's there. You know, it comes down to your balancing, and again, that's such a myth. It comes down to understanding what breaks are. It comes down to understanding, is your business running you, or are you running your business? There are people who are fearful of taking breaks because they don't believe they've created something that can run on its own, or they feel like they don't have any leaders they can put their trust in to take over mm-hmm. when they step away. But
yeah.
That's all on you and your mindset and have you or have you not created? I have an itch. Don't move my hands.
No, I couldn't. No one could hear you.
Yes, they could. They could hear me just fine.
Hey, this is just so Angela. Oh, this is like it. Radio 101.
When you, why are we doing this right now?
I'm sorry. Go on.
I lost my train of thought.
Well, let me put you back on it. Is it fair enough with you to say that I can get obsessed with things?
Yes, 100%.
And when I'm obsessed with things, does it ever stop?
No.
No. It's just go, 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 go.
Yes, and it can destroy relationships.
Yes, so, wink, wink, hint, hint, everybody. You know, I love that our podcast becomes a bashing session of me sometimes.
It does not become a bashing session.
It does sometimes. It's
more like
all good.
It's more like
let's make fun of
therapy.
Eddie. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, we have to make fun of you because I'm perfect.
Okay. So. That's okay. Everybody raise their hands. Is that true? Yes. Okay. Everyone's hands are raised. All right. Eddie, once again, the joke. All right. So this is, let me kind of bring you back to the point you were making.
Okay.
You know, for me, the obsessions get crazy. And so I can just grind it out. Work, work, work. Grind it out. I mean, like all the time, mm-hmm. always on, always mm-hmm. on. And this was a conversation with our coach, you know, the whole thing. So, and it's always on, always, always on, always on. And I noticed that, you know, if I wasn't getting the results I wanted, I felt like maybe I need to work harder. Maybe I need to be more focused and harder and harder and harder and push, push, push.
Yeah.
Because I'm so into this. I wake up thinking it and I go to bed thinking about it because I love it so much. I mean, that's the truth. But just like you had said, at some point I started to realize that it owned me and I didn't own it. Like, in other words, my obsession was not in my control.
Right.
It was controlling me. And then Tasha, of course, Tasha, the wonderful Tasha, shared this really cool story with me. And I'll read it to you guys.
Okay.
So
it's
This is a really cool one. I want you guys to listen. This is from Stephen Covey. So I'm just pulling up... the story. So Stephen Covey tells the story of a man who was walking through a forest when he came across a frustrated lumberjack. The lumberjack was trying to cut down a tree with, lumberjack was trying to cut down a tree with and was swearing and cursing as he labored in vain. "What's the problem?" the man asked. "My saw's blunt and won't cut the tree properly." The lumberjack responded, "Why don't you just sharpen it?" "Because then I would have to stop sawing," said the lumberjack. "But if you sharpened your saw, you could cut more efficiently and more effectively than before." "But I don't have time to stop," the lumberjack retorted, getting more frustrated. The man shook his head and kept on walking, leaving the lumberjack to his pointless frustration. The story is relevant to so many of us, isn't it? We get frustrated by life and our inability to cope, but instead of developing ourselves and taking the time to become more effective, we keep struggling with a blunt saw. Don't do it anymore. Stop. Sharpen your saw and become more effective. So after sharing the story with me, I decided that I was going to have a time to turn off. This is great for everybody else. I mean, a lot of the people that I've been working with lately, I've been talking about this, and it really does make a difference. There's a certain point in time where the store closes, mm-hmm. the phones shut off.
Yep.
And for me, I've got two things. I've got my cell phone and then my Apple Watch, both of which have notifications connected and so on, all kinds of cool efficiencies, right? But you know, those are me with, if it's on, then I'm on. I'm sawing the tree with my mind, even if I'm not actually sitting at my computer doing work.
That's
right?
A visual.
Sawing the tree with my mind is what I'm doing, right? So I'm grinding it out, even mentally, not quite present where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I took a challenge and I said, all right, I'm closing the store at 7. And what did I do?
You shut it off.
What time was I shutting it off?
7.
It was much earlier than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was more like 6:30.
Okay.
I couldn't wait to try something different because I recognized that I was working harder but wasn't moving faster.
Yeah, you weren't getting very far.
I wasn't getting further, you know, in the whole thing. If anything, I was going further and further away.
Right.
It seemed like the harder I worked, the worse I got.
But that's not abnormal. That's the rule.
Okay, I get it. And everyone's going, yeah, Eddie,
I just want to point this out. Like, that's the rule. That's what happens when people don't take that break, that they don't shut down or they don't take that time. They're almost like running in circles. You feel like you're doing all this stuff in your business. Like, I have a leader who feels like she's doing a ton of things, but she's never getting anything done because when she doesn't have an on time and an off time, it's just all the balls are in the air and she's trying to catch every one of them. And there's family and there's health and there's work and there's her business and all of them, you know? So just like you were doing lots of work. I mean, phone in the face, computer always on, always talking business. I mean, our date nights even got infiltrated with business, which was one of our rules, you know? but you weren't going anywhere. You weren't growing. You weren't getting leads. You weren't getting sales. You weren't getting anything. And that was very frustrating to you. And so your response to that was work more. But what was happening was the same thing. Okay, work more. You were working harder, not smarter. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people listening right now are going through that right now. They feel like, oh my gosh, January was horrible, but I was putting in 10 hours a day in my business. So in February, I'm going to put in 15 hours a day in my business and that should do it. No, it won't. Trust me. If your business is running you, you will never get ahead. You can't, because you're going to exhaust yourself. Right?
Yeah.
So going back to your break, what did we start noticing?
Well, things started turning around. Down? But let me just kind of say this too, is that when I noticed that, and for those of you guys who do this, this is like the symptom. This is how you know. You grind out for a month or two or even three. You work every day tirelessly. And then at some point you quit.
Yeah.
You quit for about half to equal the amount of time that you grind it out.
Yeah.
So let's say if you like work hard for a month, you quit for about 2 to 4 weeks. And then you come back again for another month or two, and then you quit for another month or two.
Yeah.
That's what I was noticing. And that was creating inconsistency, which was making it worse. Mm-hmm. So what the challenge was to shut off the phone at 7. I started shutting it off at 6:30 because I'm just that competitive. I just kind of do that. It's more of a challenge to me. I love that challenge. I love being told, hey, you're going to shut off your phone at 7:30. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll shut it off at 6:30. How about that?
I don't know.
Hey, you know whatever. What? I am who I am. You're going to have to love me.
I know.
You know what? You love this part about me because I'm extremely competitive and I like a good challenge, especially from someone else, right? Anyway, my point is that I did it for about a week and a half now.
It's been about, no, because she challenged me last week.
It was a week. Yeah. It's been a week. Feels like it's been longer. At first it was hard, not gonna lie. In fact, for the first 3 or 4 days, it was hard. Like, yeah. It was like, I even said, look, I don't think much is happening. And Josh is like, yeah, it probably won't right away. But my point is that I said, because when I turn off the phone, my head is still in it. You know, I'm still thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But right around day 4 or day 5, something kind of cool happened. I enrolled somebody in our business. Mm-hmm. And it was easy. It was really, effortless. And I had this like feeling like, oh yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. I was very calm. It wasn't like one of those, ooh, yeah, I got a sale kind of things. It was more like, yeah, of course, that's what normally happens. Anyway, my point is that I recognized that I was doing more and working less.
Yeah.
And that got me excited. I was more effective. I was faster, quicker, sharper,
mm-hmm.
More decisive. And I spent less time worrying, less time planning, less time,
less time with the phone on.
Less, whatever. Yeah, sure. But my point is that my focus was sharper. I was quicker. I was able to do more in less time.
You were more effective in the amount of time that you had given yourself.
Right. And so like to me, I'm like, wow, that's so great. I can actually do more. I can achieve more. I can make more. And I could spend less time having to do work to create it. Like, that got me real excited. Made me more competitive.
And I know, because we haven't gotten to that place yet, I know that when you feel the need to take an extended break, it's not going to be half of what you were working. So it's
good
not
point.
Gonna
good point. It'll be a little while longer, a lot while longer, yeah. If I ever feel the need to take a long break like I would in the past.
Right. But when you are actually working efficiently, working mm-hmm. smarter, and you are running your business, you don't really have a desire to walk away from a long time.
Yeah, you don't get tired.
You know when you should take a break. You feel it, and you let yourself walk away from it. You let yourself just kind of be off, but then you're coming right back to it. That's the point, is coming right back to it.
Yeah.
Setting boundaries in your business is a lot like setting boundaries in relationships. You don't want your business to take over your life. And when you love something so much, your business can seem like a child to you. Like, this is part of my family. This is part of my life. But you have to be very alert to, very intentional about the times you set for business. That's why we talk a lot about planning. Plan your life. Give your time a boss and put it to work for you. You know, schedule in your breaks, schedule in your dates, schedule in your work hours, schedule in time for yourself. Schedule in, you know, your miracle morning so you do have that ability to fill your cup before you empty it all throughout the day. But the point, I mean, honestly, this is going to be a shorter podcast, but I really want people to understand that when you get tired of something, whether it be business or working out or eating healthy or what else is there? Anything and everything out there. Take a break, but don't quit. You know, quitting has become just this thing that everybody does. It's like our, you know, Justin Harrison put in his book, America's Favorite Pastime. We quit. We're professional quitters.
Well, I mean, I want to give you a chance to wrap up on this one. Mm-hmm. So don't wrap up yet, because I have one more point to make, and then
go for it.
So there's actually something very strategic and good about quitting, which is something I think what's important to talk about. Whenever you do something, anytime you put yourself into something, you expend energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it costs you energy, and you have to reevaluate what you're putting your energy into.
Yeah.
I happen to know for a fact there are some people that I work with personally who spend time doing things that are, maybe they satisfy some kind of need, but they certainly don't help them get where they want. And in many ways, it gets in the way.
Yeah.
Of them getting where they want to be. You know, what I would say is there's nothing wrong with quitting, especially if you're using it to remove the things from your life that just aren't actually getting you where you want. Look at your goals, the most important ones, the top two. All right. And then reevaluate the things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Is it helping you achieve those goals? Like, are you part of groups, for example, that maybe they're fun and they're cool, but they're kind of like a sideways. It's not a break because you're having to put all kinds of energy into it.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, it's not a release. It's a, you know, honestly, if you have to put energy into it, it's not a break. It's not a release. It's not. You know, you're not getting something
out. It's just fulfilling a need that you're lacking.
There you go. Talk about that.
This is a good realization is typically, so we have needs. Human beings have needs. We have needs in our relationships. We have needs in our personal life. We have needs in our business. We have needs. And those needs are usually fulfilled in what it is we're doing. So if we're in a healthy relationship, our different needs through our relationship are fulfilled. It's only when those needs are not fulfilled that people look outside the relationship to fulfill those needs. And that there plays all that horrible stuff like infidelity and all those things. Same goes with your business. So in direct sales, in network marketing, for some it starts out as a hobby and then it grows into a business, or there you have the select few who starts out as a business. But that love affair with your business is just beautiful. It's flourishing. But any time in the process that you start to not have needs fulfilled, like your love, your passion, the joy you have within your business starts to disappear, you will then look outside of your business to fulfill those different needs. So for me, and I'm sorry to my Periscope listeners, but when I wasn't getting my needs fulfilled in my business as far as me training my team, or getting the response I needed for my team, or not being able to effectively coach my team, I turned to Periscope because my Periscope followers, they were listening, they were commenting, they were engaging with me, which is what I wasn't getting with my own leaders. And this is, you know, a sensitive, raw subject for me, but people know I don't really hold back. But so I turned to Periscope and I was Periscoping twice a day and I was getting that need fulfilled. But what was happening was, I was putting out energy and I loved what was happening in Periscope land, but It wasn't servicing my business. It wasn't growing my business. And yet I had expended all this energy. And I have leaders who they join clubs and they join speaking groups and they join networking groups to fulfill a need that they're not getting in their business anymore. So what you need to do, and what we did, was because I saw that, thankfully I caught that. And I met a great coach and I said, I want your help because I want to fill this again in my business. And we had to really, what she's doing with me is we're just breaking down and reteaching me the right way, the most effective way to coach. And because I'm becoming more fulfilled in that area and things are going well and I'm having results, I'm not periscoping as much as I once did. In fact, people are lucky if they get me once a week, or if I do, it's for like 10 minutes in the morning just to check in saying, yep, still doing my miracle morning. But my needs are met within my organization. And that, as much as I love my periscope peeps, like I truly do love touching lives. But for me, the time that I do spend in business work, I need it to grow my business. And that's why I allow other people in outside my team so they can see and hear and get a part of that. But it's really important to step back and say, okay, why do I do this? Where's my joy? What's not being met that I'm going to all these things outside of my business and spending all this time outside of my business? And you can tell me all you want, but it's a hobby and I love it. That's great. But until your business is financially just running itself and paying you that beach money, you know, the hobby stuff kind of has to be put on hold,
Yeah. You
know? So there's nothing wrong with fulfilling your hobbies, but don't wonder why your business isn't growing when you're doing them. Anyway, I'm going on a tangent, but you want to make sure you find the joy. And that's one of the last coaching calls we did with my leaders was, what brings you joy in this business that you have turned away from, or that you aren't getting anymore? And let's find that joy, and then let's find more ways to incorporate that joy into our business again. So, you know, there's my spiel on that one. Get your needs met within your business.
Yep. And it takes work.
It takes work. It takes work. Do the work. I mean, I had to hire a coach to help me realize where I was kind of off the path that I wanted to be on, and it's working. And I'm appreciative of this, you know, refocus. So I encourage you guys, again, we're going to wrap this up, but I encourage you guys to find the joy. What gave you the most joy when you started doing this business, and focus on bringing that back into your business. And if you get tired, step away, take a break. If you feel like your phone's in your face all the time, remember the 40-40-10-10. And if you've only got 1 hour to dedicate your business, 40% of that hour goes to money-making activities, 40% goes to team building activities, 10% goes to admin activities, and 10% goes to personal development. Put a lid on those times. Don't steer away from them. And when you're done, you're done. Walk away, come back to it the next day in that dedicated time.
Close the store.
Yeah, close the store. Give yourself time in your morning. Establish a morning routine so that you can fill your cup every morning before you move on to fill everybody else's cup in your day. All right, so it's about staying in your business. My tummy's growling. Make sure that when you take a break, it's just a break, and that you're not quitting. Okay, that's what I really wanted to lock in this week, and I hope that you found this podcast beneficial for you. Breaks are okay. Giving up and quitting is not. Yeah?
Perfect.
Okay, I guess that's it, because Eddie's giving me the wrap-up finger.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. It's great. It's awesome.
So for Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.